Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report, live and on the air, ready to go. And I tell you what, the past couple days have just been crazy. Our coverage of Romeo Langford's college decision on Monday, which was basically an all-day affair between being live with you on the radio, our preparation that morning, our setup at the high school that afternoon, that evening, and of course our programming that went late into the evening from Hoopster's Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. I talk with Dugan Ryan. You hear me mention his name from time to time, the owner of the Big X Sports Radio, and the streaming numbers, just unbelievable. We know at one point our stream crashed during the actual announcement shortly before Romeo got up to make his decision. Thankfully, it came back on, but our stream did crash on the website, which kind of tells you that we had some huge numbers, but the numbers are just absolutely staggering of people that tuned in, not just for the announcement from New Albany, but for the coverage earlier in the day, tuning in to hear beat writers from all three schools and hear from Mr. Langford himself, who joined us, and Jim Shannon, who is actually going to be with us here in a little bit again today. But thanks for tuning in. And again, it's an easy thing to cover when you've got someone of interest like that. So to a couple people said, you know, this is crazy. You're covering a high school kid for like 12 hours live in one day. We even caught some flack from some of our other shows here on the Big X, but truth be told, is our numbers blew you away and blew everybody away and set all-time records. So again, it's nothing to do with Lee Kelly or I or really any of our guests necessarily, but it's just how many of you are interested in hearing all that there is to learn and know about Romeo. He's just that kind of guy. He transcends sports. He is a community guy through and through, and it's really just it's awesome. So just proud to be part of that coverage and that storyline on Monday. We've done a lot of crazy stuff here on the Big X. We've covered a ton of different sports, and I always go back to Little League coverage. We've had some unbelievable numbers on our streaming for the Little League coverage, which kind of told us that, yeah, it's off the beating path a little bit, but people care about local and community stuff. So this is kind of along those lines, but a little bit more mainstream, obviously, with Romeo being such a big figure in the area. But just it kind of underscores why we did and planned a whole bunch of special coverage Monday and a little bit Tuesday, because we knew that the interest would be there. By the way, if you missed our Tuesday show, the Monday show, I guess now that he's committed, is not as relevant to go back and listen to, but we had some tremendous guests Monday. But if you missed our Tuesday show, which is relevant because it talks about his decision, we had Greg Doyle in the 10 o'clock hour. We were on early yesterday. We had also with us yesterday Don Fisher, the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. It was really interesting to hear him. He's been a big follower of Romeo. We followed him a couple times in the postseason at Seymour, sitting right behind the score table. So it was good to talk with Don again outside of the season when we normally get to chat with him. And then a good program in the 11 o'clock hour as well, talking with Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall and Mike Pegram of Pigs.com, two of the guys that cover this stuff on a daily basis, and two of the resources out there that probably covered it more in-depth than anybody else out there. So really good show if you want to go back and listen to it. Podcasts are always available at SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, just point your browser to SoundCloud.com/Hoosier Report, or you can search Apple Podcasts, The Hoosier Report. It's a free subscription there, and you can get the podcast delivered to your iPhone or your iPad or whatever you listen to podcast on every day. So check that out. Good program. I think we've got a good program today. We're still going to talk a lot of Romeo. today. We've got some different guests to talk about that and some other topics as well. So I'll get to the guests lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Once we get through some headlines and other stuff here in the first segment, in segment two, Jim Shannon, head coach of New Albany, will be with us. We had Jim with us on Monday. We'll have him back today to kind of recap how things went on Monday and talk with him about some of the details of what Romeo is up to now as he gets ready for the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series. Coach Shannon, the head coach of that as well. So we'll catch up with him on those topics. And then this, I think, will be interesting. It's a name that some of you that are, you know, really into basketball in the area may know. Some of you may have never heard of this guy. Some of you may have heard his name. Romeo mentioned him at the Mr. Basketball ceremony in Indianapolis on Sunday night. He also mentioned his dad. Actually, I think it was his dad that mentioned this guy's name on Monday in the commitment ceremony. But Deion Lee from Louisville is going to join us. And Deion is a reputable trainer of many basketball players that have come out of the area, including some guys that are still playing. You know, he'll work with the young guys all the way up through high school. And we're going to talk with him about kind of seeing Romeo from a different side, individual instruction and the things that he's worked with him on, and you know, when he realized he was going to be one of the more special people to ever come out of this area. Deion is a great basketball mind. He played college basketball at a high level himself, and a very intelligent guy as well. So he's going to join us today to talk about Romeo and that side of it, the side that you really don't talk about. You know, you talk to the coaches and the players all the time, and when you have a recruit like Romeo, you want to talk to the family, whoever's involved, like the father was from that standpoint, but you really don't get a chance to talk to somebody like Deion Lee that often. But now that the commitment is in the books and the decision is out of the way, we wanted to have him on. I think you'll have some interesting stuff. So Deion Lee will be with us later in the program. And then Greg Mengelt, the sports editor of the News and Tribune, he will be by for our weekly chat on local sports. And we can't forget about some other things going on in the area. It's been easy to do that with all the Romeo announcement coverage and all the stories and things to mention surrounding that, but there are some other things going on in Southern Indiana sports that we want to address with Greg, and we'll do that later in the program today. That's the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison and get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. The big question out there is, when is Romeo going to sign his LOI, his letter of intent, national letter of intent? And I really haven't seen that reported from anyone just yet. We're going to ask Coach Shannon that when he joins us in the next segment. But that's the next step to make it official. When you sign that national letter of intent and it gets faxed or sent to the university itself, that is when Archie Miller can speak about Romeo without having to worry about any NCAA violations take place. And I know that he's already had a press conference to talk about his 2018 class. Of course, at the time, did not include Romeo. They normally call a press conference and talk about each player and how excited they are and how they see him fitting in once they receive all the letter of intents right after the national signing period is normally when it takes place. But I would be surprised, and I could be completely wrong, but I would be surprised if once Romeo's national letter of intent is received in Bloomington, which I would think it would be fairly soon, I would be surprised if there's not a press conference or at least some comments made by Archie Miller, given the type of recruit, the game-changing recruit, program-changing recruit that Romeo Langford is. And that will be really interesting. I know that people will want to hear what Coach Miller has to say, and I'm sure that he's been a very, very happy guy here in the offseason for a coach whose team in his first year did not make the NCAA tournament. This is about as big of an offseason gift this late in the spring that you can get for to see a top five, a five-star player commit to your program. So that's obviously the next big thing to find out, and I don't know if we'll be tipped off that, you know, here's the date he plans to sign it, or if it's just going to be sent to IU, and then that's that. So it will be interesting to find out, but that is the next step for Romeo Langford to sign that national letter of intent and ship it off to Coach Miller up at Indiana. A couple other things to pass along: big high school baseball game last night. A little bit of a surprising result, at least to me. Silver Creek and Providence hooking up in a big game that could have some sectional implications now that Silver Creek playing up in 3A. Providence won the game 17-6 over Silver Creek. Silver Creek, that's just their second loss of the season. They lost to Jeffersonville last week, Providence this week, but definitely their worst loss of the two with that 17-6 score. The winning pitcher for Providence was Nathan Proctor, home run. Nathan Proctor had two home runs for Providence. Steven Davis had one for Silver Creek. Providence is 12-2. Silver Creek is 13-2. So two very good teams. And again, it's a shame that one of those teams is going to be eliminated here in a few weeks, I guess about a month away, just under a month actually, in the sectional. And we'll know the sectional pairings in baseball, high school baseball, by the way, on Sunday. When you look at a 3A sectional with Providence and Silver Creek in the same classification, in the same sectional this year, and when you think about the 4A sectional at Jeffersonville with New Albany and Jeff, the front runners, but Floyd Central and a couple other teams, you know, some firepower to potentially make a run, very interesting because the draw is going to be very important. I said this earlier, but we talked so much this year about the draw up at the Seymour basketball sectional and how important that was going to be for a easier path, at least to the championship game. New Albany got that draw on the basketball side of things, and Floyd Central and Jeffersonville obviously had to work their way through the bracket, and New Albany and Jeff and Floyd had to play each other, you know, in the Friday night game. And so it'll be interesting to see which of the area teams, if any, get that good draw. Somebody's going to get a good draw, and it'll be interesting to see how that works out. That could have huge implications on that sectional, the draw. And oftentimes you don't say that, but really I do feel like in this 4A and 3A sectionals locally, it could have a big deal. One other thing in high school football, and it's hard to believe that high school football is really, in about a month, going to be the next big sport on deck here in Southern Indiana with summer practices getting underway once school is out, two-a-days. And then, of course, in late August, you've got some scrimmages and the season gets underway. So hard to believe that it will be coming up here not too far down the path. But a big coaching move last night, and I can't say that this was any surprise. Brian Gleasing was approved as the new head football coach at Jeffersonville High School at the Greater Clark School Board meeting on Tuesday. Gleasing replaces Alfonso Browning. Browning went 13-18 in 3 years. He was interim coach first, followed by head coach. So Gleasing, who was at Floyd Central for a number of years, I think 11 years in total, will move to Jeffersonville and take the reins of that program over. So that will be very interesting to see Coach Gleasing at a new location after 10-plus years at Floyd Central. Definitely a change on the sideline. So with that, now the opening goes to Floyd Central. It will be interesting to see if there's any domino effects that continue with Browning gone from Jeff. That allowed Gleasing to go from Floyd. Now the question will be, who will Floyd Central hire? Will there be other local coaches in Clark and Floyd counties, perhaps, that are interested in taking a step up in classification that might apply for the Floyd Central job, which could create other openings? It's kind of how things work in the coaching business, often by domino effect. Just like I've talked about some of the big basketball jobs that are open up in Indianapolis, and the domino effect can obviously, even though they're jobs out of the area, if one person from this area is interested or were to get that job, then the domino effect down here can begin as well. So will be interesting to follow, but Brian Gleasing will take over as the new coach at Jeffersonville. Our headlines are presented each day by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Wednesdays at Hoopster's, you've got to stop by for lunch. Buy 3 or 6 traditional or boneless wings and get 3 or 6 free at Hoopster Sports Grill every Wednesday. It's the best deal for lunch in the area. Buy 3 or 6, get 3 or 6 wings free at Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeff. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with New Albany coach Jim Shannon. Now that the big announcement has been made, we'll talk with Coach Shannon about his reaction to that and some things that have happened since that point. And, of course, the Indiana All-Stars coming up just around the corner. New Albany coach Jim Shannon, players Romeo Langford and Sean East will participate in that game. We'll talk about that and more with Coach Shannon next right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back with New Albany coach Jim Shannon, who has been a busy, busy man the last few weeks with all the postseason activities going on. Coach Shannon, I had you on Monday and Monday night as well. You were great to join us for some extended coverage of Romeo's big decision earlier in the week. But I wanted to have you back now that the dust has settled a bit for Romeo Langford and for you, I know, as well, and just kind of reflect on the big announcement Monday and talk with you about a couple things that have happened since then or will happen in the very near future. So first off, have you caught up a little bit?
No, not really. Every time I think I'm caught up on things, I get two or three more voicemails and six or seven emails and five or six text messages, and you know what? That's okay. It comes with the territory. You know, like the Langfords have said all along, it's part of it. You know, if you have somebody this great and talented and such a great ambassador for the school and for not only New Albany Bulldog basketball, but for the state of Indiana and what will become a Indiana Hoosier, and he'll be a great ambassador for them also. So, you know, that comes with the territory. It's better than no one ever wanting to talk to you and being ignored, I can tell you that, because I've had that end of it too.
Jim Shannon, New Albany coach, is with us. I ask you this question on Monday, and my next question is going to be very similar to that. As I set up on the catwalk at the gym and just kind of took everything in, as we let the audio play over our radio station as well of you and Don Unruh and Mr. Langford and Pastor Ward, and then, of course, finally Romeo with his decision, I couldn't help but pay attention to specifically you, specifically Don Unruh, who was a former coach and AD, and specifically to Mr. Langford as well, who's been, you know, kind of the go-to person to inquire for media, at least, about Romeo's recruitment and where it stood and those sort of things. And one thing was consistent from really everybody on stage, and I think most New Albany fans in the gym probably, is just there was a smile on everyone's face really throughout the program as people told stories about Romeo and the Langfords. And then, of course, when the decision came, there was kind of an emotional look on everyone's face, a very proud look. So you sit in a auditorium at Butler as a coach of 30-plus years in Indiana with a great record, and you know you're going into the Hall of Fame down the road at some point, and you see a player, your first player at New Albany or anywhere, to be named Mr. Basketball. I'm sure that makes you swallow pretty hard. And then you come back on Monday in front of a packed gym and see a star player like Romeo. And I think you called it this to the media afterwards. You said it was like a storybook finish to his high school career by staying in state and playing for the hometown school, so to say. But what was it like to sit there after you made your remarks and take that in? It's just a different event, something I'm sure that never will take place at that magnitude in that New Albany High School gym again, and then to finally see Romeo stand up and put a hat on, no matter which three it was. I know you would have been proud, but to see it end the way it did, I'm just curious your reaction to that, and I think we could probably make some pretty close guesses on it, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Well, I was so busy in the weeks and days and hours leading up to the announcement, a program that we had, but I was just so doggone busy with it, I really didn't have a whole lot of time to reflect on it or enjoy it as much as I would have liked to. For one thing, once he told me where he was going, you know, I was a little bit nervous doing all the interviews before he announced, because the word Indiana was coming out of my mouth quite often, not referring to where he was going to college, in reference to Indiana Mr. Basketball, being an Indiana All-Star, representing us as our Mr. Basketball. And so people were asking me questions about, you know, how great it was to have he and Sean both in the All-Star team, get to coach him one more time, coach him our first Mr. Basketball, all those kinds of things. So every time I said the word Indiana, I had this sense of high anxiety that I was going to slip or something. So, and I'm really good at keeping secrets. It's not a problem for me, but I just kept thinking in the back of my mind, the less I say the word Indiana, the better. So I tried to avoid it. But I was once he when he made the announcement, it was sort of like, and I always hate to always keep referring to our state championship because it seems like, well, as a coach, when you do that, you're just trying to make everybody aware, hey, don't forget, we did win it in 16. You know, pat me on the back. That's not why I'm doing it. But in reference to that, that whole thing was so surreal because as a high school basketball coach and a former player, that's just something that you dream about as a kid, certainly as a high school athlete, and then to get into the coaching ranks, 20, 21, 22 years old, all the way up to my late 50s. And finally get a state championship. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. A lot of memories kept, you know, coming back, flooding back. And it was quite a wonderful feeling, but it was also, like I said, surreal for the longest of times. And it was that way the other night when he announced it. And, of course, when he announced it, it became even more emotional because of the crowd's reaction. Anytime a crowd salutes one of your kids or claps for something that's being done in your program, you can't help but to swell up with a little bit of pride. And I know Mr. Langford felt the same way. He was so proud of his son, and deservedly so. The whole family was proud. And so it was just an extremely proud moment for the Langfords, for the Shannons, being involved with the Langfords as his high school basketball coach, for all of our assistant coaches and their families, all of our players and their families, and our school, our community, our school board, our administration, all the way into our Bulldog Nation, our former players, our great former Indiana All-Stars, and all the kids that have played here. I mean, there's just got to be a sense of pride in what we've been able to accomplish and as a team, and what Romeo's been able to accomplish as an individual. So, yeah, it was, you know, I get a little emotional anyway. I met with Romeo this morning, and he was, you know, doing his usual thing of signing some stuff that people have asked for, making a couple videos that we send to people who are in need of a extra boost, just things that we do on a, if not daily basis, certainly in every other daily basis. And so we were doing that, and I told him, I said, one of the reporters asked me if you choked up the other night when you were making your announcement of going to Indiana because you kind of touched your eye a little bit. And I didn't think he was because he doesn't get emotional, but I just asked him. And he said, no, I really didn't. I just had something in my eye because sometimes he gets that with his sinuses and that kind of thing. And so I figured that's what it was. I said, well, I didn't figure you were going to get too emotional. You really never do. I said, I know I cry a lot. He just started laughing. I said, you know, I cry when babies are born. I cry at movies. I cry just about any time I see something that makes me want to cry. But I said, when you get older, you'll be more like that than what you think. But right now, you know, he's just so happy, such a good kid, and just very poised. So he was emotional, I think, as emotional as he'll get. But he didn't shed a tear over it or anything like that. But, man, was he ever grinning. So what a proud moment for all of us here at New Albany, and certainly across the state of Indiana. I've heard from a plethora of people who are really excited about him going to be a Hoosier.
Absolutely. Jim Shannon, New Albany coach, with us. Coach, I think the next question on Romeo, it seems like everybody asking this now, is – when will the letter of intent be sent to Bloomington? Do you have any idea when that has it or will go to IU to make things official?
I talked to them yesterday about that. And, you know, I think they were getting the paperwork ready. And that will be sent to the Langfords. And they will sign that and then get that right back to Indiana University. I don't have a timetable for that. I simply don't know. I haven't talked to Tim about it, but I'm sure that it'll be done here rather soon. So that's the way that's probably going to have to go down.
I obviously won't ask you to share any details from your conversation, but I can't have you on and not ask. In talking with the IU coaches after Romeo's decision about some of the logistics of things, I can't imagine that they're not just elated.
Yeah, I think so. I talked to Eddie Schilling on the telephone yesterday, and Coach Miller and I just texted back and forth a few times. Have not really talked to him yet. I'm sure that we will at some point, but I know they're ecstatic. They have to be. They've landed. I think they've got a great class coming in. I think they have some other great players to go with him. And, yeah, I know they're ecstatic, but, you know, they also have other kids that they have to consider. And I don't think they're really allowed to talk about the recruiting of him and him yet anyway. So that's probably why people have not heard, you know, from them. They're just complying with the rules. But I know they're extremely delighted. And I'm sure Rose had conversations with them, but I was not privy to that, so I don't know what was said in that. But I know they're happy, I can tell you that.
Jim Shannon, New Albany coach with us. Coach, I could probably keep you on for the rest of the hour, but I know you've got things to do and we have some other guests coming up, so we'll hook back up very soon to talk about things. I do want here as we get out of here in about a minute or less, can you tell me, and this is a question I just got here from someone that I know listens regularly, can you tell us about Sean East, his recruitment? People continue to want to know what's going on with that. Is there any developments or any update on Sean's side of things?
Well, without mentioning any schools, there are a few things going on with him. We're getting closer to perhaps having Sean find a university to attend to play basketball, but I'm not at liberty to say just yet. Couple different directions that he may well be able to go into, but again, these things are still being talked about and visits are being made, so we'll just have to see how they go. But in my heart of hearts, I do believe that he will land somewhere to play college basketball and get a great education. We're just going to have to be patient, which we've tried to be. I think people are missing the boat on him. And I think some of them are starting to see that now. So, you know, everybody's trying to do the best they can for their programs. We got great in-state university programs, to say the least. I mean, awesome ones. And there are also great universities for kids to attend outside of our state. So Sean's not really set any geographical limitations as to where he would like to continue his education as a student athlete. So he's open. But we'll just keep trying to plug away. But what an awesome kid, great student athlete, wonderful person. I've just been so blessed here to have these kind of kids, and these two are really unbelievable. So I appreciate you asking. I get asked that almost as much as I got asked this questions about Romeo. You know, in middle school, I got asked every day, is he coming to New Albany? Is he coming to New Albany? And then he came. And then it was, is he going to stay at New Albany? Is he going to stay at New Albany? Is he going to a prep school? I got those until about November of his senior year. Then that stopped. And then started in on, where's he going to go to college? Where's he going to go to college? So all of those questions have been answered. And I'm happy that they've been answered. So we'll all move forward. But now I'm getting asked every day where Sean East is going to go, because people can't believe that he doesn't have any D1 or 2 offers. And, you know, all I can do is send the videos out to coaches and call them and talk to them. And, you know, I brag on him all the time, and we'll try and do the best we can. And I fully believe he'll land somewhere soon. But I do appreciate you asking very, very much. One other thing before I get off here. Remember to our listeners, tomorrow night, Thursday night, here at the Doghouse at 6 o'clock, we're going to open the doors and sell those packages for $20. You get an $18 seat. Those seats, I believe, start on row 2 at Banker's Life. And we have quite a few, but they'll go fast. So I wouldn't wait real long to get up here. But we'll sell them at 6 o'clock until we run out of tickets. They'll get a ticket, a really good seat in the New Albany block. They'll get a T-shirt with Romeo, Sean, and myself on the front of it, Indiana All-Star T-shirt. And they'll get an Indiana All-Star poster with all the boys and girls that are a part of this year's team. So they're getting quite a bit, really,
wow,
for their buck, and they'll all get to sit together. And one other piece of information, Matt, I just received an email 5 minutes ago that tells me the link for people to start buying tickets for the game that will be played at Bellarmine on the Friday night preceding the Bankers Life game. I am going to forward that to you so you can get it out to our listeners. They will be able to go online, I believe, at 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday. 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday, they hit that link, and they'll have to buy them online. That's my understanding. If that's not the way it works out, hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just trying to help.
Jim Shannon, head coach at New Albany. Coach Shannon, with all the information, Coach, we appreciate it. And, again, we'll catch up again soon. There's a lot of things to talk about with this big decision, and stay up to date with Romeo as he makes his next moves. And, of course, the Indiana All-Star stuff is going to be very exciting, including a chance to see him at New Albany on Wednesday, June 6th, against a team of juniors from across the state of Indiana. Coach Shannon, thanks for everything. Job well done by you and Mr. Unruh and everyone involved Monday, and thanks for allowing us to broadcast, and we will talk with you again very soon.
Thank you, Matt. We're just so excited and proud to be a part of it. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. We'll head to a commercial break and come back with more. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X Sports Radio.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Obviously, there has been a ton of talk about Romeo Langford this week, his commitment to Indiana on Monday in front of a very good crowd at New Albany High School's doghouse. And we have talked about Romeo Langford's recruitment, his game, his high school results, the state championship. I mean, he's really been a lifeline of this radio program, which is ironically focused on Indiana and university and Southern Indiana sports. And so feel like this show has gotten to grow as Romeo has grown, and I know the interest not only for my involvements at New Albany but also this program because of the feedback I get, and you guys love when we have Coach Shannon on. You guys love when we had Mr. Langford on. The few times we've been able to speak with Romeo on air, you guys have loved hearing from him. And there's a guy that I've known for many, many years in Louisville that has been very involved in basketball, whether it be at the high school level, whether it be in the summer with travel teams and AAU, and also has really developed a reputation as one of the best individual-type instruction people, skills trainers out there. And he works with guys at the pro level all the way down to, you know, people in Louisville and in Southern Indiana that have a kid that's in middle school that they want to see become a better player and figure out some of the intricacies of the game and how to maybe cheat the system a little bit and make some moves that others can't make. And his name is Dion Lee. And his name has been brought to the forefront a little bit more here in recent weeks because Romeo mentioned his name Sunday night at the Mr. Basketball Awards. He mentioned his name Monday night. His father actually mentioned his name Monday night at the college decision, his announcement. So I wanted to call Dion, an old friend, and ask him to come on with us today and just talk a little bit about Romeo and how he saw him develop and those sort of things. So, Dion, I'm very honored to have you with us here on the program today.
I appreciate that, Matt. I take the honor also.
Dion, Romeo Langford came to you when? When did you first meet him as a young basketball player that wanted to get better, that thought maybe he had some potential down the road?
It's funny you ask because I actually went to them. We were playing against his team in the fifth grade, the little travel team that he was playing with, and we were playing against their team in a tournament at Crosby Middle School. And it was kind of their last tournament because they had a group of kids that were going to be venturing off into baseball season. And when I tell you that we had no answer for the boy, we had no answer. So after the game, I went and talked to his parents, you know, did it the right way and told them I would love the opportunity to work with him and continue his growth. And it wasn't from a place where it was about coming to play for us to make us a better team. I just saw a kid with a lot of potential that I felt I could help it grow and take it to a whole nother level.
Dion Lee, skills trainer, Worked with Romeo Langford for a great part of his career. When was that? What grade was that, Dion? Do you know?
That was the fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So you've known him, obviously, his family as well, for a long, long time. At what point, and this is something I know Tim and Sabrina, his parents, have been asked, but at what point you, as coaching him in fifth grade, working with him individually as well, as young as a fifth grader, at what point did you think, hey, this kid really, if he grows and some of the natural things happen that could and obviously did for him, at what point did you realize what type of talent maybe you had on your hands?
Well, from the beginning, he had a high offensive skill set as far as just being able to score. You know, he could shoot it. He could drive it. He had range for a fifth grader that was still a shot. It wasn't a push. You know, the mechanics were there. And it was just taking it and taking other integral parts of his game and helping them grow, you know, defensively, rebounding the ball, doing other things along with already being a natural scorer.
Hey, Dion, this is Greg Mengelt from the News and Tribune. My question is, there have been a lot of great players in Indiana and high school basketball around the country. What do you think was the reason behind the mania, the love of Romeo? Why did people, we've had Eric Gordon and Tyler Zeller and great players who played in the NBA, but there's never been this kind of, manic following. What do you think the reason is for that?
Well, the reason, first of all, has to start in New Albany itself. You know, those guys, like Eric Gordon, he's coming from Indianapolis, which is a very competitive area, and there are a lot of players in that area to cheer for and root for. But New Albany embraced Romeo. It embraced the Langfords, and they were prideful. You know, I've been around long enough. I've seen Floyd Central have Pat Graham. I've seen Jeff have Sharon and other guys, but this was really somebody that they had. They've had good players in New Albany, but to have the player of his caliber to step in right away and be an immediate impact kid as a freshman, and, people have followed him throughout middle school, and to have a grounded family and be the way that they are, it was just a perfect storm.
Dion Lee, skills trainer, coached Romeo Langford, again, as he just told us, since fifth grade, and knows him and his family very well, joining us today. Dion, I know you. I know some of your beliefs, and I've seen you work kids out before, and I have an idea of some of the things you do. But for somebody that's just a basketball fan that maybe goes to the high school games on Friday night, that maybe watches Indiana when they're on television and gets to Bloomington a couple times a year for games, I don't know that they understand some of the things that a player might do of Romeo's level that goes to someone like you. And I guess an example that I might mention, and I only saw this because it was on social media somewhere, but you were working with Romeo in a gym, and he had basically an elastic band around his waist, which you or someone was holding to create resistance as he did slides to either side and I think took some shots as part of the drill. But you do some interesting stuff, and I think a lot of it is so very detailed that the casual basketball fan may not be able to grasp it, but how can you describe some of the things that you specifically worked on Romeo with to help him finesse his moves and create some different dribble opportunities for him in the game?
Well, the biggest thing that I looked at was that I knew as he got better and the way, especially on a high school level, that he was going to have to deal with a whole lot of different defenses from triangle and twos, box and ones, to double teams and triple teams. So we wanted to create a type of movement in him that allowed him to attack defenders in a way to keep them off balance while staying on balance to create shots and opportunities for teammates that were never out of rhythm. So when you talk about working with the resistance band, that was used to create space on, what I call the patented Romeo sidestep, where he's driving hard and he's able to plant either inside foot and step to the side while the defender's still going one way to create space to get a shot off and not just be a shot, but still have enough room to get clean shots. Like we preach, you know, open shots, contested shots. And we try to keep the open shot margin higher than the contested shot margin. And that's why, you know, your percentage will be higher.
So what's going to be next for Romeo? What's in what area of the game is he going to have to continue to improve as you advise him to be an elite college basketball player, to be an elite NBA player?
Well, with us, it's everything. We want to keep that hunger there. We don't want to get satisfied with any one part. The biggest thing that I've always preached to the guys is that at each level, two things change: speed and strength. And those are the two things you have to continue to capitalize on and get better at while you're maintaining, you know, your skills. You know, at the next level, and he'll see, you know, everybody can run, everybody can jump, but everybody doesn't have a high IQ. Everybody doesn't have a high skill set. And I pride myself in the players that I work with and develop in having a high skill set. And with that is, you know, being able to shoot the ball, being able to handle the ball, finishing with both hands. And one thing is Romeo is able to score at all three levels. And, you know, people say that, they understand, not just at the basket, not just the long ball. He has a very strong mid-range game, and that's something that we definitely – we spend more time on the mid-range game than any other part of it because it's a lost art. So if you can drive and be able to stop and knock down 15 to 18-footers, it just opens up everything else.
We're talking with Deion Lee. He was a trainer for Romeo Langford, working with him on a very regular basis since fifth grade on his game, and hearing some really interesting stuff from Deion today here on the Hoosier Report. When you work with Romeo, and I know you've worked with other high-level players, and I'd love for you to tell us here in just a moment some of those players that you know are other stars you've worked on with that are playing, you know, college and even some professional players as well. But because you've worked with the best of the best over the years that have come out of Louisville and Kentucky and really Southern Indiana as well, I'm sure that like every other conversation we have with a coach or someone involved with Romeo, we have to talk about his demeanor, his personality, his work ethic, and how he handles things. Of all the players you've worked with, where does Romeo rank as far as being able to comprehend some of these detailed things you're showing him and working with him on, and his work ethic? That's what I don't think kids understand, that, oh, everybody wants to be like Romeo and everybody wants to play the travel ball and play for their school team, but do they want to put in the work and the effort and the grind that people like you and I know Romeo put in? So maybe some comments on that side of Romeo that you experienced over the years as well.
The biggest attribute that he has, you know, besides his poise and character, is that he's coachable. He takes everything in stride. He never questions something that I show him. It's never why he believes in it. You know, a lot of people are using the term trust the process. Romeo embraced it, and he believed in it. And that just set everything in course to happen. You know, just it's never, I don't feel like doing this. Do we have to do that today? Are we just worked on that? Can we do something else? It's never anything. And he's also his biggest critic. Like, he doesn't like missing. And, you know, those things, they drive him. He wants to be great. He doesn't just talk about it. He shows it.
Deion, how can you see, and you're an avid basketball guy. I know you enough to know that you really, really get a lot of your stuff from the college and specifically the pro game as well. But when you think about Romeo at Indiana, and I know you were with him at some games when he made some visits to the Indiana campus, you were there for that Northwestern game, which obviously we look back on as probably a pretty pivotal moment in the Hoosiers' recruitment of Romeo. But how can you see him specifically fitting into the IU roster with Juwan Morgan, of course, returning as we expect that he will, and you know the Big Ten very well. How do you see him fitting in? What are some of the things you think he's going to be able to jump right in there and do from day one?
Well, the biggest thing is that he will bring a firepower to the offense that they lacked at times last year. And, you know, if you really watch them as they got into the season and guys really bought into the system and what Coach Miller was preaching, they lost a lot of close games that they just needed somebody to get a bucket. They just needed somebody to be able to not only be a threat to score, that could also create an opportunity for somebody else because they were such a threat to score, that could have got, say, Juwan an easy layup or somebody else an open look in the corner because he draws so much attention. But, you know, I think one of the biggest things that people will be surprised is that what he will bring to the defensive end. If, you know, he kind of has the ability, and has showed at times, to bring a Scottie Pippen-ish like ability because of his length and his athleticism. He can cover so much ground, and he's a great help side defender, especially at contesting and blocking shots.
Deion Lee, skills trainer for Romeo Langford, joining us with just some outstanding insight into Romeo's game and how he can fit in at the next level, and his off the court personalities and work ethic as well. Deion, my only regret is that we didn't connect sooner and have you on. You've just had some great things to say, and I didn't ever want to put you on the spot, you know, when he was making his decision or anything like that, but I definitely would like to have you back, and I'm just looking here at feedback and some tweets that people always send in. They're just loving what you say and are giving me other questions for you, so I'd love, if you're good with that, to maybe here in the next week or so come back for part two and continue our conversation on Romeo and some other things around basketball here locally as well.
I would love the opportunity. Like I said, it's great. You all do a great job, and I'm a Louisville, I'm a Kentucky guy. But when it comes to, you know, basketball, it is, you know, it's the love. And in Indiana, you know, I think he made a great decision. It, you know, the support's there. Like I said, to have a kid that you all just embraced and to come out year after year after year. And, you know, never anything negative. You know, there was never nothing bad to be said about him. And you all were just there. It was wonderful.
Great. Deion Lee, thank you so much. Great job. And let's do this again next week. I'll be in touch with you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Again, Deion Lee, a skills trainer for Romeo. Interesting stuff. I mean, and Greg Mingeld, I didn't even introduce you coming back that you were with me. I apologize for that. But, Greg, you know, we go to the games, cover the games, love the games, follow everything, talk about it here on the radio, but we don't really talk about some of the effort that goes in behind the scenes with players in the gym, a lot of times in the off season. A lot of times for Romeo, it was on Sunday, the one day that he couldn't be with his New Albany team to play or practice. And having someone like Deion Lee, I mean, Deion works, you know, if you have a kid and you're looking for somebody to work with him, he'll do it. You know, he's reasonable in his cost as well, but to have someone like him talk about some of the specifics and the number of years he's worked with Romeo is really interesting. And I think as we get more and more into Romeo, following him to IU, it's kind of interesting to find out and see who some of the real important people in his basketball life and I guess life in general have been. I mean, Coach Shannon is on the out front. Obviously, he's the head varsity coach. He's standing up coaching in front of 4,000 to 8,000 fans, depending on where the game is played at, over the last couple of years, night in and night out. And obviously very involved with everything that Romeo has done on and off the court at New Albany High School. And it's clear Mr. Langford, Tim Langford, very involved in his son and took a lot of pride in being a father that was very, very involved with his son throughout this process and in all aspects of his life. And when Romeo talks, you can see that closeness between the two. And then, of course, to hear from Deion Lee, who's kind of been in many ways, a background guy, but you can tell just from the knowledge he has and the number of years that the Langford families have entrusted him access to their kid and vice versa, that he's, you know, been very important in his development as well.
Yeah, that was really enlightening. If you think I sound ignorant talking about basketball most of the time, I have to follow that now. So, man, that was quite an interview. And if I had a child, I would definitely send him to Deion right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely. Deion's been around for a long time and a very interesting guy and very knowledgeable guy. He knows the coaches. They know him. And he's worked with, and we'll talk more with him because I want to have him back. But he, you know, D'Angelo Russell, right. Rajon Rondo, he's worked with the best to come out of Louisville. We don't have a lot of time. Thanks for being flexible today. I do have to mention this Providence Silver Creek score. I mentioned it in our headline segment earlier. Providence wins 17-6. Not really surprised Providence won. I thought it would be a very close game. You brought up a good point when we were talking off air. Neither team used a pitcher that we'll probably see in a sectional-type matchup. But how about Nathan Proctor? He's not even a player I'm that familiar with for Providence. He's the winning pitcher. He had two home runs in the game. And how many RBIs did you say he had?
He had 9 RBIs.
Wow.
School record, 9 RBIs.
Wow, what a performance last
night. Two singles, 2 home runs, 4 runs scored. I was just and then, of course, he takes the mound in the fourth inning. And in 4 innings, strikes out 8 Silver Creek batters. And that's one heck of a lineup. So I don't think I've ever seen a day quite like that from a player who, you know, if you'd asked me on Providence's roster who that was going to be, I would have said about 4 names before I said that one. So it was a very interesting outcome.
Absolutely. We've got some big high school baseball games. The Hoosier Hills Conference Tournament is forthcoming. There are still some other rivalry games. And then, of course, a sectional. These two teams, Providence and Silver Creek, both in the same 3A sectional. Silver Creek hosts the 3A sectional, if I'm speaking correctly. And so we could likely see a rematch between these two teams. I'd love to see it, the championship game, but who knows. But when we talk again, Greg, we'll know the dang baseball pairings. They come out Sunday, which is absolutely crazy. So sorry for the short segment. Thanks for joining me for the Dion Lee segment. And we'll definitely catch up again soon. But newsintribune.com/sports, at @NewsTribScores on Twitter. You guys are all over what's happening with spring sports in the area.
And Providence at New Albany tomorrow.
Yep, and we'll have that game live on the radio. Now that the Pacers, I know you're a big Pacers guy, hated to see them lose. It does free up some evenings for us to get back into high school baseball coverage, so we'll be there on Thursday. That's going to wrap it up. Be back with you tomorrow on a Thursday edition of the program. Alex Bozich will join us, some other great guests as well. Trey Coleman is going to be with us, who just got an offer from Nebraska coming your way tomorrow here on the Hoosier Report.